same for me with her. When she first caught my eye, but I learned to see the beauty in the storm. Lightning through your hair, I can't explain. Felt the thunder of your touch inside my soul. Your eyes lit up like sunflowers in the rain. Sunflowers in the rain. I first saw her gazing at the petals while they stared back as if they knew. She said the flower splendor's most apparent when the sky has lost its blue. But I learned to see the beauty in the storm. Inside my soul, your eyes lit up like sunflowers in the rain. Whoa, sunflowers in the rain. She could simply hide behind the shadows, but instead she chooses to refrain. Be a splash of bright against the night. The sunflowers in the rain. She's in the rain. She told me I'd be real easy just to wither and fall away. Instead, she chose to shine all the brighter when she had her darkest days. And it takes me to a better place. Now I've learned to see the beauty in the storm. Lightning through your hair, I can't explain. Felt the thunder of your touch inside my soul. Your eyes lit up like sunflowers in the rain. Sunflowers in the rain. Sunflowers.
Number you have dialed 488-0000 has been disconnected. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, please check the number and dial again, or ask your mother to help you. 488-0000 has been disconnected. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, please check the number and dial again, or ask your mother to help you.
Thank you. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hello.
And out in Signal Land, we have what looks like Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
And Gila.
Good evening.
And Alex.
It's a hot evening, but a good evening.
It is a hot evening, for sure, but it's going to get even hotter tomorrow. Alex, before we go any further, I just want to step in and ask you a personal favor, because I know you were in Harlem a little while ago, and there's the Belgium-Senegal game that's taking place in the World Cup, and it's a very close, very contentious, and I have not yet seen the end of it. So if you could see your way to not in any way spoiling the end result of that, I would certainly appreciate it. Perhaps some of our listeners would appreciate it as well. It's that crazy time every 4 years where we just get caught up in this, and it's been absolutely incredible seeing all the things that have been happening. Really, really exciting, close contest, and a lot of upsets, which really thrilled me. So if you can, share your experience without giving away the end of the game, that would certainly be appreciated. Although, I have to say, I always read into people's body language and little nuances and things like that. So I think the game's already...
Did you see the way he rolled his eyes? Took a sip of water and rolled his eyes.
I'm not looking at him.
No, he did. Did you see that?
No, but Kyle, I'm not looking at him, so I don't see things like that. However, I do notice that he's at home and not still in Harlem. And if Senegal had won, I would think he'd be in Harlem, at the height of the celebrations. But you know what? I'm just not going to read into that. I'm going to try not to read into that. Alex, tell us some of the adventures you've had today.
I will tell you that, but I also will say that there's another reason why I had to head back downtown. I have to head to Brooklyn right after the show.
See, there's another reason. See, he spoiled it right there. He said that there's another. I mean, there was a reason to head down initially, which means they must have lost.
No, you're totally reading into this. I mean, this is absurd.
That's what I do. I read into things. That's what I do.
You do read into things, yeah. There's an independent reason why I had to come back down, and that was to take the L train. You can't take the L train from 116th Street, can you?
Well, why would you want to? No, of course not. It's 14th Street is the L train.
Exactly. Yep, yeah. No, so I need to take the L train out to Brooklyn shortly after the show to go see a music thing out there tonight.
They're called concerts.
A concert. It's not really quite a concert. It's electronic music.
I don't think they like to call it a music thing, though. That's not right.
I don't know. Music event, concert. But anyhow, back to 116th Street. So I was up at 116th Street over 116th Street in St. Nicholas, that area, which is Petit Senegal, little Senegal. And tons of Senegalese people out on the streets today. The police were out there. They had the barricades, the parade traffic barricade things up. They had traffic blocked off on 116th Street. There was some media up there, and not too much, but I went to a really famous Senegalese restaurant called Baobab, which is named after a tree, I believe, in Senegal. A famous tree or species of tree or something like that. It looks like it's got a kind of a very wide trunk. But it was really quite an experience. I've always wanted to go and check out some of these restaurants up in Petit Senegal. I've heard a lot about them, and the food looked amazing, but I really couldn't eat anything today because everything was packed. So I go into this restaurant, and it's just standing room only, and it's all Senegalese. And, at the time, the here's where you're going to read into. You're going to stop me. I know this. Yep. The mood was really jubilant.
Again, when you texted me, first of all, I thought you ruined the game at that point because you texted me saying you're in the middle of these celebrations. But I got to the end of regulation and it's going into extra time where I am. So that's past where you texted me. So you have no longer ruined the game in the past. However, you have the potential to ruin the game in the future.
Okay, very good.
As do our listeners. So please, I'm asking a personal favor here.
Yeah. I just say it was quite an experience, and this is what we talked about. I don't know, what was it, a month or so ago when the World Cup was just starting out or it was about to start out, and we said, instead of going to the stadiums, go into a local neighborhood that's supporting a particular country. Uh-huh. And at the time, I had in my mind, wouldn't it be great to go see Senegal play up in Petit Senegal? It would be a great excuse to head up to 116th Street. So incredibly easy to do. Hop on the 6th train. You're there in literally 15 minutes, and I never get up that way. And I think that's a mistake because it feels like you're in a different city. It feels like you're in a different country. And I was only literally, you know, 110 blocks away. It was not even actually. No, it was about 90-something blocks away from where I was in, you know, in kind of the West Village, Chelsea area to begin with. So, you know, I think we don't take advantage of these really diverse and interesting neighborhoods like we should during the year. I don't think it should take the World Cup game where Senegal is playing Belgium in order to get us up there. I think this was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. Everybody was extremely friendly. And like I said, it was just about all Senegalese people in the restaurant. I think there were maybe two or three non-Senegalese people in there, of whom I was one. And it was extraordinary. It was really neat. But also the thing that was really kind of cool about it too, Emmanuel, was to see Senegal, you know, which is this country that was dominated by Europe, playing against a European power and holding its own. And of course, Belgium was not responsible for the occupation of Senegal. That was France. If Belgium was playing DRC, I think that would be a different story. But it's this face-off, this clash of cultures, the rich against the poor. There's a lot of, I think, loaded meaning in these games and history that comes out as well. And I think that's particularly cool to watch in your own city.
Yeah. And, you know, when you mention that you felt like you were in a different country, there are people who would hear a statement like that and wince and say, oh, my God, that's horrible. And in actuality, it's wonderful. It's one of the most magical things that we have going for us here in this country. It's what many people want to take away. They see that as a threat. What you so eloquently said just now illustrates how much of an incredible gift that is to be able to take a train and be in another nation pretty much, but also feel completely welcome. And I bet the people there treated you like royalty. I've done this many times, and you know, the World Cup has really got nothing to do with sports. All right, so let's just put that aside right now. This is about cultural exchange. This is about seeing people embrace not only their team but the place they are at the moment. I mean, think of the Scottish fans coming to Boston and how enamored that city became of them. The Norwegians with their rowing everywhere. I was talking to somebody who was at a Met game and they took over Citi Field and were doing their rowing thing in the stadium. Nobody was paying attention to the Mets, but you know, it was a fun time for everybody. And there are just so many other nations that are being represented from everywhere, from Africa, from South America, from Asia. And they're winning. they're beating some of the, I mean, Germany is out. Netherlands are out. England, oh my God, I'm not going to say any more about that. But if you haven't seen that game today, go watch that game. That's something else. There have been so many exciting matches, and you just see the emotion on people's faces. But you also see camaraderie. And I think that's something that doesn't always go with the game. And here in this country, I'm very proud to see it happening, where fans, you know, they represent different teams, different countries, but yet they still can be next to each other and friendly. It doesn't always happen with the game of football. So this is an incredible opportunity for us to exchange all kinds of cultural unique attributes. And just make lifelong friends and learn something about the game, too, because this game is so much bigger than anything we play in this country. And it's just an incredible thing to see so many people following it. We're talking billions of people following this while it's happening right now. It'll be over in a month. So, you know, we can say, oh, it's just another sporting event. It's so much more than that. Please give it a chance and learn a few things about the history and just the individuality of many of the people involved. You know, I wish I could see a game in person, but this is cool too. Just going to a place. I've been to German places, Serbian places, Spanish places, French, all kinds of outlets in New York City that you can go to when a game is playing involving one of those teams, and It's really a lot of fun, as Alex had today. You will have fun as well if you take the time and just experience that.
Yeah, I would encourage people to do this. It really is. It's one of the gems of this nation, of this country, to be able to go into these various neighborhoods and these places, and for all intents and purposes, I mean, all the restaurants were Senegalese, the smells were Senegalese. It was so hard not to hang around and have Senegalese food over there, of which I think there are so many amazing restaurants. If you just walk up and down 116th Street from east to west, you'll feel like you're in Senegal without the jet lag, without the back cramps from sitting in an economy seat for the 11-hour flight or whatever the hell it is. It's a great experience. I definitely recommend it, and I'll be back up there again soon.
For the next game. Oh, boy, you just gave it away. That means they must have won. Wow, boy.
You can read into it however you want.
And the thing is, you know, the games get spoiled in the weirdest places. My phone, for instance, I just glance at my phone, and all of a sudden there's a news bulletin telling me who won. I just catch it out of the corner of my eye. There was one time years ago where I was filling up my car at a gas station, and you know those stupid news update things? They had the score there, and it got ruined at a gas station. So yeah, you have to either watch the things as they're happening or just be very careful who you talk to. Okay, speaking of being careful who you talk to, tonight you as a BAI listener can talk to us here at Off the Hook because we are doing our special, unique call-in program. And what that means is that we give you a phone number, which is not the usual WBAI phone number. It's a different phone number. Yeah, it's the same number we always give out. But right now, it's not connected. So if you think you're ahead of the game and you're calling right now, you're winding up in the no man's land. When somebody gives out the phone number, and anybody can raise their hand and do that, that is when the phone will become active, when they say the last digit and when this computer starts working. Okay, so who would like to give out the phone number?
I'll do it.
Gila, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
So our telephone number is 802-321-4225. And for the astute among us, that does spell out HACK. That's 802-321-HACK. Or if you'd like to call us toll-free, you can reach us at 833-755-2600. Either hack or 2600. Either way is how you can get us.
I have a question. Hi, I'm Kyle.
Kyle.
I was wondering, is there anything specific that I have to talk about, or what is the subject matter for
calls
tonight?
Well, you're the engineer, so you don't have to talk about anything, but callers... whatever is on your mind, anything hacker-related, technology-related. We did spend some time talking about the World Cup, only because it's so damn big and huge and encompassing all around the world, and we can't ignore it. You can talk about the heat wave that's about to strike all of us. You can talk about climate change, which is the reason why we're having heat waves like this. Please don't give away the game if you can. I'd appreciate that, just as a personal favor. But that's pretty much it. I don't think there's any restrictions. And please try to keep your call fairly short so other people have a chance to also call in.
Also, yeah. It's a telecommunications and hacking show.
It is, in case you, you don't know that. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Okay, Rebel, hold on a second. We distinctly asked you last week on the overtime. Don't call the on-air show because there are people who only can call the on-air show because they don't listen to overtime. You call every week. So we're going to skip this. Don't call back. If you do, you're going to get suspended. I hate suspending people, but I will do it. 802-321-4225. What do you do? What do you do with someone who just keeps doing that?
I mean, are we sure this wasn't a deep fake, Rebel?
It could have been. That's why I'm nice. And we're going to monitor. We're going to monitor that.
That's why you're nice? Okay.
Yeah, I could have banned him on the spot, but I didn't.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I just thought you meant you'd be nicer to a deep fake version of Rebel than to Rebel himself.
Right.
That was a good test, though. So it sounds like everything's working flawlessly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a flawlessly, but it's working.
802-321-4225,
which spells the word hack. And if you're a listener to WBAI, please give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind, technology-wise. If you have any thoughts about, I don't know, the world or technology, artificial intelligence. There are so many things that we could be talking about. We do this once a month, where we take phone calls from the radio listeners. We want to hear what's on your mind.
Yeah, as far as interesting things out on the landscape, hardware, you got problems with something, you notice. We have a call now.
We do have a call now. I hear the phone ringing. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead.
I have a quick question regarding this new driverless car in England and London, Wave, that uses this so-called embodied AI. Much cheaper to outfit a AV L4 level like Wave, and it's supposed to be breakthrough. Do you have any information that can explain how this so-called AI embodied technology, where it uses, I believe, it doesn't use LiDAR, but it does use, I believe, cameras?
Wow.
Does anyone know?
Has anyone heard of this?
No, not me.
W-A-Y.
Getting a lot of blank stares here. People, use your voices. This is radio.
Yeah. They started operation in London about 2 days ago. W-A-Y-V-E.
Okay.
So I'm just confused because Waymo had this complicated LiDAR, cameras and radar and a lot of, testing, driving, and they send information to other countries to have individuals who are paid almost nothing to annotate, all kind of street signs, fire hydrants, and so forth. And then this company comes out of, I don't know, I've never heard of before, and it's supposed to be that better, cheaper, fast, more effective, whatever, L4, and it's kind of scaring a lot of people in London, especially the black, traditional, which are not much left over. So I'm just wondering, it looks like a kind of a doomsday type of technology advancement that surely is better than Waymo, and actually it's very, very cheap and inexpensive to outfit any EV.
Well, I think Rob knows something about this. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, so Wave, which is spelled W-A-Y-V-E, as the caller said, is they began operations in England after going through rounds of hype and everything toward the beginning of this year. And all the news about them seems to be PR stuff. There doesn't really appear to be much discussion of substance going on at this point. So I think the stage we're at is wait and see what happens. Wait and see what people actually have to say about these things who experience it. We want to hear from people who live over there and experience these cars, have feelings about them, and what it's like over there and what the local response is like, because we need some human discussion of this, and right now it's all sort of press releases and cheery, like, look how much money we're getting to start up sort of stuff. So
when the caller says that they're the next big thing, we're probably hearing their words saying they're going to be the next best thing?
It does appear to be the case. So, like, they seem convinced that they're the next big thing, and I believe we lost the caller there, but hopefully they're still listening on the air.
Well, as long as we're talking about – go ahead. I'll finish it.
Yeah, they appear to really, really want to be the next big thing, like so many tech startups. And like everything in this field, it bears looking at with a critical eye. Mm-hmm. It bears looking at with, I think, a certain amount of suspicion. And let's see what the actual human reaction to this
is. It also appears that they have partnered with Uber in London. I don't think you can get in a Wave car yet, but they're allowing you to potentially put your name on an interest list for it. Or hopefully say, please don't ever do that, to mark your account in that way. And they're apparently, so they were valued recently at $8.5 billion, I don't know if it's dollars or pounds, but now they're also trying to get their employees to sell their vested shares back. Like, this just all sounds, I don't know, a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, they're holding what's called a tender offer, which is they have employees with vested options, and they're allowing them to sell some of them back to them. So, yeah, I don't know enough about the finance world to draw any conclusions from that. But
also, interestingly enough, this company is 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
they're acting like 9 years old.
Probably older than – isn't that older than Waymo?
I don't know.
Now, I'm going to ask this question every now and then. And then I'll stop asking it when somebody says yes. But has anyone in this little circle here been in a driverless car?
Only parked ones.
What? Only what?
only parked ones, cars with no driver in them, because, like, Mom went to the store to get some butter and cheese or something, and I'm waiting patiently for
her. Okay, Rod, you have a switch on your microphone, right? Please just put that down. And okay. Am I asking anybody else? Have you ever been in a driverless car that's moving, since I have to make that distinction?
I saw a Waymo car on the street, and a bunch of people circled around it.
Not the same thing.
No, but I believe the car was off, and it did not matter. I screamed and crossed the street to get away from it, because I was afraid it was going to hit me.
Normally how you cross the street, but all right, fine.
I mean, you haven't walked with me in a long time, Emmanuel. You don't know.
It's always exciting. Let me just say, I don't think any of us have been in a driverless car, and that's good. I like that. I'm a little leery of, you know, it'd be interesting. I've been on a roller coaster. I think that's the closest thing right now. I don't know. At some point, we're going to get in a car and realize there's no driver, because they don't give you the option a lot of times. Okay.
Who don't?
Yeah. Well, to that, I'd say, you know, as somebody who you know, I'm a lawyer, but I also have programmed quite a bit. It's just amazing to me to try to think about the amount of variables that are on a road that are changing at any time, especially in a street like in Manhattan. I'm not talking about driving down the highway in Montana, on a straightaway, but you know, especially in an urban environment, you know, there's cars coming out at you, there's things coming around, trucks and buses, there's cyclists, there's pedestrians, there's people jaywalking. It's lots of different signs that need to be interpreted, traffic. It's beyond mind-boggling how a program could account for all of these variables changing at so many different rates simultaneously and still keep a human being safe. I just don't trust it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust a lot of human drivers, too. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
This is something that is very prone to malfunction, and we're not there yet. I mean, you could hold up a sign telling a car that the speed limit is 75, and the car will be fooled by that. So think about somebody with nefarious purposes doing something like that and causing all kinds of grief. The imagination boggles with the possibilities. And, yeah, some of them are really, really evil. But that's the world we live in. Okay, our phone number, 802-321-4225. Phone lines are open. Talking about England brings us, of course, to Peppa Pig. And this story that we got this week, Peppa Pig, of course, is famed for her love of jumping in muddy puddles. But the company behind the hit children's TV series has created a different kind of splash with its approach to, wait for it, AI. You knew it was going to be AI. We've all seen Peppa Pig, right? Has anyone not seen Peppa Pig?
Would you say seen it?
Watched
you mean like
seen
sat
it
down
TV.
And watched an episode?
I know what it's about. Know what I'm talking about.
I know that it exists.
Okay.
I know, you know, but I've never sat down and watched an episode of Peppa Pig.
Aren't you around kids that are watching it? Don't you see them occasionally and they say, hey, I'm watching Peppa Pig?
No.
It has happened.
Okay. Yes, Alex.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been subjected to a lot of Peppa Pig over the last, you know, decade or so because I have two children. It's not my favorite, and I'll tell you exactly why, because the father in the family in Peppa Pig is really made out to be kind of like a bumbling idiot. I just don't think it's a good role model for children to see a father like that who's just an absolute moron idiot that everybody takes digs at.
Did your children make some kind of allusion to the father pig and maybe, you know, point in your direction and that sort of set you off?
No, but you know, these things seep in. They seep in. They seep in. And, you know, maybe there's just too many similarities between the Papa Pig and Peppa Pig and me that maybe it hits a little too close.
Children can be so cruel. It's true. It really is. Nothing brings out the cruelty in children like, you know, Peppa Pig. But that's not what this is about. This is about Hasbro, the U.S. entertainment giant that acquired the Peppa Pig brand in 2019. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. They acquired Peppa Pig. Asking child actors on the animated series to sign over their voices. It just sounds so evil. Sign over their voices to artificial intelligence under new contract terms. Industry sources said AI clauses are now frequently appearing in kids' contracts on TV and film projects, but Hasbro's embrace of the terms on Peppa Pig has become a lightning rod for concern. Nearly 1,000 people have signed an open letter organized by the Agents of Young Performers Association, or APA, condemning AI terms on an international children's franchise. The open letter does not name Peppa Pig, and the APA declined to identify the series, but industry sources told Deadline, which is where this story is from, that it refers to the beloved show. The letter is also not specific about the clause in question, but theoretically, it could give Hasbro the power to clone a child's voice and then use the AI-generated audio in Peppa Pig commercial assets. At some point in the industry, do you think something goes off in your brain that tells you you're being evil, you're doing something really awful? I mean, when you're asking children to sign over their voices to artificial intelligence, it just seems to me like you stepped into a science fiction program at this point, and you're the evil billionaire that everybody is going to wind up fighting by the end of the episode.
Absolutely, and just a quick update to this. This news story was posted maybe a week ago on Deadline, and it said nearly 1,000 people have signed an open letter. That open letter is now at about 1,886 signatures. I'm one of them, just because it's by no means my main gig, but I've done work as a voice performer and also as a media producer, and I do care about this sort of thing. And it's really frightening because, like, historically, the entertainment industry, you know, you go far back enough and you see horribly exploitative things that were done.
Hej og velkommen til Roskilde Festival 2026. Vi er The Lake Radio, og vi sender live. Og selvom vi ikke troede, vi sendte live i 6 minutter.
Simpelthen.
Men nu er det tilfældet.
Der var et technical scare, men nu er vi her simpelthen.
Ja.
Altså The Lake Radio live fra Roskilde Festival 2026, featuring Spradio.
Check.
I denne omgang. Og skal vi lave en lille introduktion af studieværterne her. Jeg selv hedder Jeppe Østergaard Bjerg, og ved siden af...
Ja, der sidder jeg, Nikita, som er praktikant på The Lake Radio.
Og overfor ved teknikken kan vi lige få hej fra...
Hej fra Mixi.
Hej Mixi. Og vi har en vært mere, men hun har faktisk lige bevæget sig lidt væk. Så nu må vi se, om hun kommer tilbage og introducerer sig selv om lidt. Men men det er fantastisk. Nu sker det. Altså, vi var lige ved at gå live on tape i stedet for. Men
det
apparently...
Været
ja, det havde været frygteligt, ja. men alt godt. Altså, nu er vi her sgu.
Ja.
Og giv gerne nogle meldinger derude. Vi har jo vanligt Spradio. Der kan man tænde sms'er. Telefonnummer 31 66 76 01. Man kan slide in the DM's, diverse. The Lake, Spradio. Hvilke som helst kanaler, man kan finde. Og finde os på derude. Men
Og vi har også et program til jer.
Det har vi.
Den næste times tid.
Det har vi.
Så lad os komme i gang i virkeligheden.
Og
jeg vil starte med at spørge dig.
Festival 2026 her i søndags den 28. juni. hvor at jeg havde egentlig set mig et ret fedt lineup, eller hvad hedder det? Altså der var
ude på campingsområdet nede ved Badesøen, hvor at som jo passende her for The Lake Radio på Roskilde i Dream City. Og under navnet Kjellertoft. Måske vil du fortælle lidt.
En sjov... Altså, det er lidt sjovt at definere, fordi jeg synes også, det er igennem, altså, hvornår det har været. Eller, men i hvert fald min første oplevelse med Dream City har været... Der er artist care, og der er besked på, hvornår man skal komme, og hvad equipmentet er, hvor mange der skal komme med ind i booten, og safe space kultur, og altså hele mulchausen. Så det er ligesom eskaleret på den måde, frem for, hvad jeg synes, det engang har været, at det var sådan ren abefest. Men nu er det ligesom så stort, at Roskilde også er disclaimet. Altså, i forbindelse med den teknologiske udvikling, har det virkelig taget fart, og man kan sige, IDM er rykket ud til Ribe.
Det ikke er mere relevant, altså. Nej, men det var bare...
Så må man lige sætte det på derhjemme, ikke?
Ja, det må man, men det kan være, vi skal høre en Major Lazer-sang i pause.
Ellers så kommer du sgu i kambolage med et pladeselskab. Så sådan nogle flips, altså, hvor det er virkelig hårdt. Der kommer hjælp.
Tak fordi at I lytter med her på på Radio og The Lake Radio på Roskilde Festival 2026.
Back, man.
Jeg kom ind med et åbent sind. Tro mig, det har lukket sig igen. Nat og gale manden hamstrer i mit efterladte hjem. Der grå ukrudt hver en stræk er forblistret og betændt. I mit eftermæle venter jeg på, at der kommer hjælp. Jeg kan ikke gå med på din præmis. Afviser hypotese fra uhøflig journalist. Afviser kategorisk alt, der minder om kritik. Afviser al min brug af pædagogisk retorik. Jeg er dødeligt beskyldt for en jurier. Jeg har sagt ting, som de kan bruge imod mig. Jeg er dødeligt beskyldt for en jurier. Jeg kom ind med et åbent sind. Tro mig, det har lukket sig igen. Nat og gale manden hamstrer i mit efterladte hjem. Der grå ukrudt hver en stræk er forblistret og betændt. I mit eftermæle venter jeg på, at der kommer hjælp. Havde et åbent sind. Tro mig, det har lukket sig igen. Nat og gale manden hamstrer i mit efterladte hjem. Der grå ukrudt hver en stræk er forblistret og betændt. I mit eftermæle venter jeg på, at der kommer hjælp. Og forpester union. Advokat i egen sag går ikke ind for dialog. Stamgæst på bibliotek, jeg søger ny information. Vågner op til nyårsvigt, det er akut transplantation. Mine timer, de er talte, men jeg taler ikke med nogen. I mit liv, der er det vilkår, at man ikke taler med nogen. Jeg kan ikke gå med på din præmis. Afviser hypotese fra uhøflig journalist. Afviser kategorisk alt, der minder om kritik. Afviser al min brug af pædagogisk retorik. Jeg fetisherer mit kompas og venter på en østenvind. Dirigerer havets bølger, inviterer østers ind. Du er den svageste person, du har det værste kryds for sind. Jeg er forhekset af en plage, jeg tænker kun på dystre ting.
Jamen, velkommen tilbage til The Lake Radio live fra Roskilde Festival 2026. Og tak til DJ Kellertoft for interviewet i forbindelse med hans set på i Dream City. Og fra de små campingfester på campingområdet.
Man har en masse tungt udstyr og et stort budget. Så nogle gange så må geden blive til en bjergged, der kan løbe væk fra selv den mest berygtede sneleopard. Derfor, netop derfor, er jeg blevet sat på opgaven at få et interview med Robert Smith fra The Cure. Velkommen til jagten på Bob.
Det var jo The Love Cats med, eller af.
Indtil at jeg stødte ind i en masse paywalls. Og det var noget med at søge endnu mere. Men jeg har hørt Robert Smith i et interview snakke om en, der hed Charlie. Så han var ikke helt Radio. I'm just gonna ask real quick again, like, if we can get this.
Ja, måske, at vi kan prøve det i morgen, eller sådan noget, du ved.
Når jeg sidder bag knapperne, hedder jeg Mixi, tror jeg.
Men,
og vi har faktisk, hun spillede på en af The Leg Radio lavede en, som så skulle mic'es op, og så havde hun vildt meget reverb på sin guitar. Men så er hun jo så siden blevet mere sådan en blokfløjte virtuos nærmest. Hun spillede på en af The Leg Radio lavede en festival for nogle år siden, der hed Badesøen Festival, hvor Vilde Tuff spillede. Så der fik jeg lov at høre hende spille blokfløjte.
Okay.
Og hun er jo bare mega god.
Men er der ikke også blokfløjte i hendes band, måske? Eller hvad? Eller er det kun hende, der...
Altså, de gange, jeg har set hende, har det været sådan solo.
Okay, klart.
Jeg ved ikke, om der er et band. Det ville da være for vildt, på en eller anden måde.
Ja, det er rigtigt.
Men, men hun har jo ligesom... Hun har jo lavet sådan en ret fed lyd nu, hvor hun ligesom blander sådan... Jeg har lyst til bare at sige trance og blokfløjte. Altså, okay, det er ligesom sådan, det er sådan lidt Euro dance trance-agtigt og noget blokfløjte.
Og hvad tid...
Klokken 12 i morgen.
Og så det er sådan scene?
På platformscenen klokken 12 middag, så jeg tænker det er sådan en vildt god måde at vågne på. Ja. Skal vi høre et nummer med Vilde?
Lad os gøre det og så måske sige tak for eller hvad har vi tid til at sige tak efter nummeret?
Ja, det har vi.
Okay.
Det tror jeg vi har.
Vi hører en sang.
Vi hører så det er så sådan lidt mellem era Vilde Tuff tilbage fra 2016 Ensom Cowgirl fra albumet Ensom Cowgirl. Thank you.